Mr. President, another student asks, Iranian women are now denied basic human rights and your government has imposed draconian punishments, including execution, on Iranian citizens who are homosexuals. Why are you doing those things?
Freedoms in Iran are genuine, true freedoms. Iranian people are free. Women in Iran enjoy the highest levels of freedom. We have two vice presidents that are female at the highest levels of specialized bills. In our parliament, in our government, in our universities, they're present. In our biotechnological fields, your technological fields, there are hundreds of women scientists that are active. In the political realm as well. It's wrong for some governments when they disagree with another government to sort of try to spread lies that distort the full truth. Our nation is free. It has the highest level of participation in elections in Iran. 80%, 90% of the people turn out for votes during the elections, over half of which are women. So how can we say that women are not free? Is that the entire truth? But as for the executions, I'd like to raise two questions. If someone comes and establishes a network for illicit drug trafficking that affects the youth in Iran, Turkey, Europe, the United States, by introducing these illicit drugs and destroys them, would you ever award them? Reward them.
People who lead
cause the deterioration of the lives of hundreds of millions of youth around the world, including in Iran. Can we have any sympathy to them? Don't you have capital punishment in the United States? You do too. In Iran too, there's capital punishment for illicit drug traffickers, for people who violate the rights of people. If somebody takes up a gun, goes into a house, kills a group of people there, and then tries to take ransom, how would you confront them in Iran? Would you in the United States, would you reward them? Can a physician allow microbes, for symbolically speaking, to spread across the nation? We have laws. People who violate the public rights of the people by using guns, killing people, creating insecurity, sell drugs, distribute drugs at a high level, are sentenced to execution in Iran. And some of these punishments, very few, are carried in the public eye, before the public eye. It's a law based on democratic principles. You use injections and microbes to kill these people, and they're executed or they're hung.
Mr. President, the question was not about criminals and drug smugglers. The question was about sexual preference and women.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country.
In Iran,
we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it. But as for women,
maybe you think that being a woman is a crime. It's not a crime to be a woman.
Women are the best creatures created by God. They represent the kindness, the beauty that God instills in them. Women are respected in Iran. In Iran, every family who's given a girl,
پدر مادر خوشحال میشن. In every Iranian family who has a girl, they're 10 times happier than having a son. Women are respected more than men are. They are exempt from many responsibilities. Many of the legal responsibilities rest on the shoulders of men in our society because of the respect culturally given to women, to the future mothers. In Iranian culture, men and sons and girls constantly kiss the hands of their mothers as a sign of respect, a respect for women. And we are proud of this culture.
Mr. President, I have two questions which I'll put together. One is, what did you hope to accomplish by speaking at Columbia today? And the second is, what would you have said if you were permitted to visit the site of the September 11th tragedy?
Well, here I'm your guest. I've been invited by Columbia, an official invitation given for me to come here. But I do want to say something here. In Iran, when you invite a guest, you respect them. This is our tradition, required by our culture. And I know that American people have that culture as well. Last year, I wanted to go to the site of the September 11 tragedy to show respect to the victims of the tragedy, to show my sympathy with their families. But our plans got overextended. We were involved in negotiations and meetings till midnight. And they said it would be very difficult to go visit the site at that late hour of the night. So I told my friends then that they need to plan this for the following year so that I can go and visit the site and to show my respect. Regretfully, some groups had very strong reactions, very bad reactions.
It's bad for someone to prevent someone
to show sympathy to the families of the victims of the September 11 event, tragic event. This is a respect from my side. Somebody told me this is an insult. I said, what are you saying? This is my way of showing my respect. Why would you think that? Thinking like this, how do you expect to manage the world and world affairs? Don't you think that a lot of problems in the world come from the way you look at issues because of this kind of way of thinking, because of this sort of pessimistic approach towards a lot of people, because of sort of a level of selfishness, self-absorption that needs to be put aside so that we can show respect to everyone, to allow an environment for friendship to grow, to allow all nations to talk with one another and move towards peace.
من اونجا میخواستم با رسانه هام البته صحبت کنم.
I wanted to speak with the press. The 11th September 11th tragic event was a huge event. It led to a lot of many other events afterwards. After 9/11, Afghanistan was occupied, and then Iraq was occupied. And for 6 years in our region, there is insecurity, terror, and fear. If the root causes of 9/11 are examined properly, why it was happened? What caused it? What were the conditions that led to it? Who truly was involved? Who was really involved? And put it all together to understand how to prevent the crisis in Iraq, fix the problem in Afghanistan and Iraq combined.
Mr. President, a number of questions have asked about your nuclear program. Why is your government seeking to acquire enriched uranium suitable for nuclear weapons? Will you stop doing so?